Heritage Festival, Friday, Saturday, September 23rd, 24th, Cassidy Park, Bogalusa. Directions, tickets, and camping info, BogalusaBlues.com. BogalusaBlues.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back. This is Liberty or Lockdown. I am Huck.
And this is Tonto. I mean, Dave. I'm the trusty sidekick.
Yes, and Dave, you held up really well yesterday. It felt like a week. I mean, I've been out a whole week, so it's good to be back. And that little virus went through my house. My son and my grandson and I had it, and now we're recovered.
Isn't it amazing how something that small can cause that much trouble?
Yes, it caused a lot of trouble in the Huckabee house. All right, well, let's go ahead. And we have a Women's Republican Luncheon October 21st from 11 to 1 at Andrea's Restaurant. We'll be sharing more information on election integrity. You can go to info@womensrepublicanclubofneworleans.com. And I'm not sure. I guess we don't have Micah calling in. Dave, you want to go ahead with your COVID stats?
Sure. There's really not that much to report except that it's pretty much gone. There's a surprise. You know, eventually any kind of an outbreak is going to burn itself out, even the bubonic plague eventually burned itself out. Well, we had a peak a couple of years ago and then a lesser peak, a little more peak, nothing, a little more peak, nothing. The highest peak, but people weren't dying. That was just a very highly infectious Omicron strain. And after that, it went down to almost nothing, came back up very slightly, but not very much. So the present rate of positive tests, for instance, in Jefferson Parish, is about 9.69 positive tests per 100,000 residents, which is not a whole lot. The average daily number of positive tests, this is out of 434,000 people. The average daily positive test is about 42 out of 434,000. And statewide, come on, little computer, do what I want you to do. Let me remind everybody, you can go to libertyorlockdown.live and click on the More tab. Pull it down, you'll see Mr. Prentice's statistics, and you can see the graphs that I'm talking about. The state gives you a list of numbers, but I said I don't get anything out of that. I want to see it, so I've done graphs. Okay, the state of Louisiana is having about 6.90 positive tests per 100,000 residents. So there has been a two-week average of about 322 people per day. That sounds like a lot, right? Except that's out of 4.7 million people. So there's not a whole lot of people that are getting sick right now, percentage-wise. So go look at the graph, and you'll see how low it's gotten. It's getting down very close to zero. And then if you want to know the average number of deaths per day, remember, Louisiana normally has about 133 people per day die every single day just because people die. Well, the number of those 133 that are attributed to COVID is about 3 right now. So, yeah, of course, the politicians are continuing to tell you that you have to listen to us and we're going to do all these things. Dr. Fauci the other day said that it could come back, and we need to still be careful. He didn't say we need to live in terror, but that's what he was implying. No, if you get sick, go see your doctor. But don't walk around with a mask on unless you're worried about infecting somebody else. If you have a sickness, don't cough on anybody, please. But other than that, you don't have to worry about somebody infecting you when you go outside without a mask.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people are still wearing these masks out in the heat, exercising, and my heart actually.
So go look at the graphs yourself.
Breaks when I see that.
Go look at the graphs yourself. LibertyOrLockdown.live. Click on the More tab. Pull it down to Mr. Prentice's statistics, and you can actually see what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Dave. We love your stats, and you know they're always there for you to go back. Anyone who wants to can go to LibertyOrLockdown.live. Go to the More tab and go to Mr. Prentice, and you can see all the stats from the last 2 years. He's done a great job keeping up with it, better than Dr. Kintar at the LDH.
I just use their numbers. I don't do tests myself. I just go by the numbers that the LDH reports every day, but I give you...
Your numbers make me feel at peace.
Well, I give it to you up to today, where they'll sometimes give it to you 2 months later. Well, 2 months ago, maybe it was worse, but it's not now.
So, Dave, we're going to dedicate this show to a specific topic.
Oh, how much we love a certain person, right?
Exactly. And, you know, we're going to call this show the Recall LaToya Cantrell Show. This show is dedicated to recalling LaToya Cantrell. You can go to www.nolatoya.org. That's NOLATOYA.org.
So it's a little play on words, an overlap between NOLA and LaToya. It's NOLATOYA.org.
That's exactly right. And you'll find a bunch of the locations. There'll be one tonight from, I think, 4 to 7. So go on there and check it out and go sign that recall. We want her out.
Oh, she's doing such a fabulous job, isn't she?
Yes.
At least that's what she says.
Yes, and she's going to pay back all that money, isn't she?
Oh, did you? I'm sure everybody, maybe not everybody, but in our audience a lot might have heard the other day, LaToya. She flew first class to various places, including France, where, you know, on an airplane, you're all enclosed. You don't have to worry about people thronging around you. But no. She's important. She had to fly first class for safety. And she spent $30,000 more on herself than a normal person would flying regular. And, of course, she said, I'm not going to pay that back. That's official business for the city of New Orleans. Wow.
Yeah, she's something special, that lady. I don't get her. She's a little too rough around the edges for me. But anyway, I didn't vote her in.
Well, you and I live in Jefferson Parish, but I grew up in Orleans. I was here until I graduated high school, and it really grieves me to see what she's done to the city. She's just trashing the place.
Yes, she is trashing the place and trashing its reputation. Even the people from New Orleans don't like her. I've had quite a few people tell me that she needs to go. So.
Well, the other day, I believe you were talking about Patty was talking about this, Helena Moreno. She's on the New Orleans City Council. And she said that the city council, if LaToya won't pay back the money, is going to dock her pay. Well, that's not exactly what she said. She said something to the effect of, we're going to consider starting to think about the possibility of that maybe someday. Oh, typical politics speak. So LaToya.
I think she's setting herself up for a run.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah,
but
LaToya most likely so.
LaToya just has an attitude that comes across on TV that grates on me the wrong way. I don't know about anybody else that watches her on TV.
Anyone who can tell the lieutenant, call the lieutenant governor a MF-er when he walks into a room in front of a crowd of people has zero class. I mean, just no class at all.
Yeah, that's a high class person using all of these profanities. To me, using profanity is a sign that you don't have a decent enough vocabulary to communicate.
Yeah, true. Well, liberals are trying to justify that F word right now since everybody's using it. Did you know that it's not a sign of not being educated, that you are actually educated when you use that?
Yeah, I want to see some double-blind studies that have been done, peer-reviewed in psychology journals to say that. You know, you can make up all of this stuff and say, oh, yeah, it shows you're more intelligent. No, I want to see some studies. I'm a science guy.
We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown. He's got the red, wet, blue, fine, high on a bar. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says you
best. Taste of Tokyo. 10-16-0 Jefferson Highway, River Ridge, Louisiana. Among other Japanese cuisine places to visit, this restaurant can be one of the best. Good salmon, broth, and sushi will impress you at the first bite. Taste tasty cheesecake and good ice cream to form your opinion about Taste of Tokyo. Visit this place and order delicious wine. If you enjoy great tea, you'll love Taste of Tokyo. The cozy atmosphere makes guests feel relaxed and everyone seems to be having a good time. According to Google Review, pricing is excellent, and the staff is considered attentive and patient. I suggest trying the beef tataki, pepper tuna sashimi, Playboy roll in soy paper, and the sunshine roll. It tastes and feels like you're in Hawaii. Enjoy Taste of Tokyo on Jefferson Highway.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller, Eileen and Nooneyman. Are you there?
We are. Yep. How are you?
We're doing great over here. We're excited about the NoLaToya.org recall for the mayor of New Orleans, LaToya Cantrell. Can you give us, our listeners, a rundown update of what's going on?
Well, we are really excited. We're actually pulled to the side in our campaign van right now. We have two events today, one on Fleur-de-Lis, and we also have one uptown on Coliseum Square. We're kind of bouncing in between them to make sure they have the supplies and everything that they need. We're geared up. We're on pace now to finish in 5 months instead of the allotted six.
Good.
We do want to finish by the end of the year, though. So everybody get off the fence, you know, get on NoLaToya.org, find an event signing, and come out and sign. Or you can download the signing sheet on NoLaToya.org as well. You can fill out a sheet of 15, follow the instructions precisely, please. Process matters, and get your family and friends to sign. And if you've already done that, then you can definitely volunteer, donate, and host the party, you know. This is an effort for the people of New Orleans, and we're going to make sure our voices are heard. Nooney?
Yes, we're going to make sure our voices are heard, and we got to keep pushing the recall. And we try to get to our number every day. And like we tell people, if you satisfied with your city, don't sign the petition. If you not satisfied with your city, sign the petition.
It doesn't have to be an argument. We don't have to fight. It's very simple. Everybody can have their own opinion.
So one more time, tell us about that download sheet.
It is on nolatoya.org. All of the signatures must be handwritten. There was some false information going around that you could sign it online. You cannot sign online. Everything must be handwritten. You can download it right on nolatoya.org. If we got 3,600 dedicated Orleans Parish voters to download one sheet and finish 15 signatures correctly, we will be done.
Wow.
So we need, exactly. When you put it in those terms, it doesn't seem like it's so much. And so that's what we're asking the public to do. And we've actually had a great return on that. You can, if you want to drop them off when you're finished, you can drop them off to any of the events that are online. Or if you still want to be discreet, you can go online at nolatoya.org and you can mail it to our P.O. box. It's right there on there. And so we have multiple ways to get the signatures in, but we just want to do it sooner rather than later. If we get it done by the end of the year, it is most likely that we can get this election in the spring cycle. So this would be a short turnaround, and that's what we're looking for, you know, a change for the city of New Orleans.
Okay, let me ask you something. I'm looking at the site right now, nolatoya.org. Which link gives you the form to download?
It's a little bit further down.
Okay.
And it says forms, actually.
I see where to sign and donate and press, and I'm still looking for it.
It's at the bottom.
Oh, at the very bottom. Okay, so go near the bottom of the page, and forms and files. Yeah. Can I give you a suggestion and maybe move it up closer to the top?
Yeah. Well, we've been moving it around to kind of adjust for our needs, because we realized there was a lot of education that needed to go with the recall. And so at the top, you'll see LaToya's list. And I'm just letting you know, it is a very incomplete list, but that's the, you know, the much of the information or section that we could like take over right there. So we really wanted to put the reasons, because everybody's like, well, why? You know, everybody has different reasons. Some, it was the travel. For me, you know, that wasn't my biggest thing. It was infrastructure, crime, and all those other things. But then with the point where she said she wasn't paying back the travel, and you were, you know, averting, you know, policies in the city, you know, that's when it came in to be, you know, a bigger problem for not just me, I believe everyone.
Yeah, the other day I heard her on TV, you probably did too, where she said, I'm not going to pay that back. Wow. Did you hear that?
Yes. Yes, we heard that she said she wasn't going to pay it back. But the city council have said that they're going to have a meeting, I think, in October, November, and they're going to consider docking her pay to make her pay the money back.
Yeah. Of course, when they say they're going to consider it, that could be politician speak saying, we want to delay it, so let's think about the possibility of considering that maybe sometime, you know. So we want something done now.
That's right. We need something done now. So that's why I think the attorney general should have stepped in. But she has teamed up with the attorney general. So yeah. I don't think he's going to do nothing about it. But she must be held accountable because she took the $30,000. She's broke the law. So she should pay that money back.
Yep. Now, I want to ask you something. I heard somebody on TV the other day saying, oh, it's a racist thing. The racists are trying to get her out of office. What do you say about that?
I say it is a lie fabricated by a comms department. And the truth be told, you know, I don't really like to get into black and white, but for this situation, you know, you kind of got pulled in. There is a comms person who is a white female who created that false narrative and statement to come out of a black woman's mouth to cause division in our city. And that should blow everybody's mind.
Yeah.
Because when you read the statement, Maggie Carroll is a white woman.
Yeah.
The mayor is a black woman. So it was created by a white woman to come out of the mouth of a black woman to cause division in the city. Everybody should let that sink in for a moment.
So this is not about those that want her out being racist. This is about those that want her out being in favor of the city.
Absolutely. It's 100% of the city. I mean, they only use that to cause distraction and to create division. And if we allow that to work, then we need to look at ourselves.
That's right.
We as New Orleanians, we are better than this. We love our city, and we're doing this for everyone. We're all dealing with the infrastructure. We were trying to drop something off and pick something up. We couldn't even get down the street. I was like, oh, my gosh, you got to park a block away. And it was just actually, I took pictures. I'm going to post it later. So y'all can follow us at No LaToya Recall at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Make sure to connect with us online and on social media. And please share our information. That has been the biggest help. Share, and also volunteer.
I do want to say, though, if you're a gardener, you just put all the stuff in the back of your pickup truck and drive down the street with the tailgate open. It'll get scattered all over the place with New Orleans streets.
Oh, my gosh. It was terrible.
I know when I was out there the two weeks ago, whatever, with Juliet, a gentleman walked past me and called me a racist for asking for his signature. And I just thought to myself, you know, it's just ignorance, because it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with incompetence. She's not competent enough to be a mayor. She should have never been reelected. She should never have been the mayor to begin with.
Yeah.
Well, okay. We agree that she is not, you know, fulfilling her duties.
That's right.
Nooney says it's best. She's not fulfilling her duties, and she is not putting New Orleans first. And that's what it's all about. And the crazy part is, look how it has trickled down to the residents arguing. We aren't this type of people.
No, we're not.
During parade season, you share whatever's in your cooler. You know, during the same team, everybody's family who's around you. We are better than this as New Orleanians, and we need to get back to what unites us and not what divides us.
I agree with that. That's right.
And if you watch last night, they had an audit on Channel 4. They talked about the Mayor Forward Together Pack, showing how they have took $1 million or $2 million dollars, and they can't account for the money.
What a surprise!
That is a disgrace. That is a disgrace and a shame. And it keep on piling up on the mayor, you know. And people are acting like this a race card being played. There's no such thing as a race card being played. The mayor has neglected her duties. She has failed to put New Orleans first. And every time we look up, it's something coming up every time. Five people died last night. Somebody was carjacked earlier today. And the mayor don't have nothing to say. Her or the police chief.
And no plan.
And no plan.
No. Aspen Institute. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep. Okay. So remember that everybody out there in the audience, NoLaToya.org. Their place is to sign all over the place. Go to that website, you'll see them.
And go find where a local location is to sign it today, tonight. Go out there, New Orleanians. We need you to recall the mayor. This is Liberty or Lockdown. Thank you so much, Nooney Man and Eileen. Y'all keep on keeping on. We love you here at Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
The Funky Uncle Tipitinas and the New Orleans Jazz Museum invite you to join us to Get Her Mojo Working, a musical extravaganza to benefit Offbeat Magazine's publisher and editor-in-chief, Jan Ramsey, in her fight against lung cancer. The show will be October 2nd from noon until 10 p.m. at Tipitinas. There will be two stages, 14 bands, and all funds raised from the show will be donated to Jan and her fight against this terrible disease. Admission is by donation, and generous donations are very much appreciated. For more information, visit bit.ly/JanRamseyGoFundMe.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us, and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager, Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We have Dr. John Merrifield on the line. Dr. John Merrifield is the author of School System Reform, How and Why, A Priceless Tale. Dr. Merrifield, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. It's good to hear your voice again. Thank you for calling in.
Sure. Yeah. I seem to have called in on a day when you're going to try to get rid of your mayor. It's an amazing chore. There's so many elected offices in most places that, you know, people just don't have enough attention span to be able to be careful enough. And then, you know, every once in a while we run into a situation like you have there where we have to go oops and try to back out.
Yeah,
well, you know, these days sometimes it's good to have that ADHD with all the different problems at hand. You need to be able to bounce from one to another very quickly.
You know, that's right. Yeah, it's, the world is getting more complicated, which isn't necessary. I mean, it can be made less complicated and probably needs to be, because one of the worst things about political accountability is when you imagine that it exists and it does not. When there are too many things to keep track of and the bills are too long for the legislators, much less the voters, to read, accountability is imaginary.
Yes, it is. And we do really need to start talking about being more accountable and holding our legislatives more accountable. And that's what Christopher Alexander is doing with LACAG, Louisiana Advocacy Group, here. And it's doing wonderful, by the way.
Well, that's good, because, yeah, as you know from our conversations, the teacher unions are kind of a constant irritant. The thing that varies from state to state is to the extent that there are Republicans in name only that ally themselves with the normal opponents of the school system reform that we desperately need. And yeah, unfortunately, Louisiana is one of the places where there's a Republican majority. So is my home state, Texas. But there's enough rhinos that we can't get something that makes all the sense in the world into the law.
Yeah.
And that's hence why LACAG was formed, so that we could shine the light on these Republicans in name only, Stephanie Hilferty being one, and she's in my district. We really are going to work hard to get her out of there and then also not replace her seat with another rhino. We have a gentleman who is actually looking at that seat and is possibly very interested, and he is a conservative Republican and a Christian, and he would do great in that seat. So once we get his confirmation on that, then we'll be able to get the hit the ground running. But we have more rhinos than I can count on both my hands in the legislation across the state. It's really disheartening.
I would strongly urge your listeners and friends of friends of friends to really sharply focus in on the education policies, especially those with regard to having an alternative to the assigned school as we approach elections. Because if we don't fix that, all these other problems that you feature on your show on a regular basis, so-called clean energy, there's no such thing, lots of other stuff, all of that comes back down to folks not having being educated in the right way or being left without some skills that they need to have. And we literally cannot afford that. Our civilization is going to be lost to ignorance and miseducation unless we make Louisiana the first state to step forward and do it the right way and show the way for the rest of the country.
So I've been working really hard and diligently with Dr. Merrifield for the last 2 years, trying to get some legislation passed through the House. And Ray Garofalo was the one who was leading with our school choice bill. And then it was hijacked by Lori Schlegel, and our House, Clay Scheck Snyder, and led the way. And it was sadly deferred. Now, why would they copy the bill and then defer it? Apparently, it was taken to be killed. And so we're now coming up with a different alternative because we want school choice. We don't actually have school choice in Louisiana.
Spotty in a few places and not nearly up to the non-discrimination standard that we need to adhere to. And let me just quickly explain what that means. We need to end the funding discrimination against the children for whom the assigned school is a poor fit. That's pretty much a bedrock principle. Who could possibly be for discrimination? So but many are, but they just won't say that. We need to pin that label on them and get them out of the way.
Mm-hmm. How else can we do this?
Do what in particular?
Other ways of getting this bill through. I mean, other ways of allowing us to present school choice as a means of another avenue.
Well, we need to argue that the people who are opposing it are for discrimination against the children that are not getting a good fit in their assigned school. We do not have an equitable system. Equal access to something that doesn't work for a lot of people is useless. And we see that in the high poverty rates that we have. And another feature of the current system is that it concentrates poverty around the worst schools because the families that are better off income-wise move to the areas surrounding the better schools. So we can't afford the miseducation that we're getting out of our schools. And we surely cannot afford the destruction of our cities, which is ongoing throughout the country through concentrating poor people, the poorest people, around the schools that are the lowest performing.
I have a friend of mine, General Honore. He and I have been friends since about 2012 when we worked together to shut down a factory in St. Rose. And I'm running this all by him. If the Republicans don't want to help us, maybe some of the local Democrats will be interested in bringing school choice into some of these lower income neighborhoods and reforming. Let's pick a neighborhood and let's apply your book. Let's apply this information to one particular school in one neighborhood.
Yeah, the study that I did for y'all, the Louisiana study of applying school choice targeted to poor places. Yeah, that should ring well with the Democrats If it does not automatically, that means they're choosing the teacher unions and other education establishment groups over children. And we need to hold the Democrats accountable for that, as well as holding the Republicans that are not true Republicans accountable for that as well. We should be able to get some traction with the Democrats and RINOs on the expanding schooling options in the poorest areas. It would be nice to get it everywhere, but if we can't get universality in school choice throughout the state, we should at least be able to get it with Democrat support in the poorest places. If we can't, then we need to hold Democrats accountable for being against their constituents and being against the economic development of their districts.
Andre had given me a story about when President Bush had come down here, and they were talking about charters, putting the charter schools in place, and there was an issue that he had spoken to with President Bush about, and they disagreed on this particular issue. When I mentioned to him what we were doing here with school choice, he actually really thought it was a great idea and sounded very interested. So, I'm plugging away, trying to get people to pay attention to what we have here. And, our goal is to bring Louisiana from 50th to number one and then share it with the other 49 states.
Yeah, Martha, in case your listeners haven't heard you say this or heard me say this, chartering is great compared to what we have now,
but
it's a quarter horse in a race where we need a thoroughbred. So we need to loosen up the reins where we have charters. We need to allow price decontrol, which means topping off the publicly funded amount. So charters that have a instructional approach that costs more than what the state pays can exist. And your program isn't long enough for us to get into all of the nuances that people might be thinking about. For example, they might think, well, if we allow charters to charge on top of their state money, well, then poor people can't afford it. That's, first of all, not true on its face, simply because there have been many programs where the poor have to chip in for private school tuition or for alternatives, and they do so. And second of all, we can provide them means-tested assistance to meet the tuition payments to the extent that they exist for them to find a good fit for their child.
Right, through some type of programs that are already established.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of charitable organizations, including huge ones like the Walton Family Fund, that back charters. If the charters could charge tuition, they wouldn't need the backing of them and of those groups, and then those groups could help children afford tuition to the extent that there is any. And when I say tuition, it means a tuition top-off. So, for example, if a charter needs to charge $8,000 to be viable for what they're going to do educationally, and the state funding is only $7,000, then the family or some third party, for example, like the Walton Family Fund, would have to come up with the other $1,000 so that the child could access a school that costs more to run than the public funding will support.
And we
That's
know
what I mean by price control. We need to allow schools to exist that cost more than the public funding amount can support.
Right, and we know when we put a value to something, people put value to it. You appreciate it more. You respect it more. When there's no value to something and it's just free, you don't personally take claim to it, and you don't respect it as much.
That's true. There should always be some skin in the game. In some cases, not a lot, because we don't want poor families to be shut out of something that will help their child based on a significant payment, but some payment to acknowledge the value of what they're getting.
Exactly. So give us that website again.
Oh, objectivepolicyassessment.org. And we are a multi-issue think tank. We do look at things like unsustainable debt and income inequality and climate change. But number one by far is school system reform, because if we don't get that right, the other issues won't matter much.
That's exactly right. And this is, again, is Dr. John Merrifield, author of School System Reform, How and Why a Priceless Tale. And one more time, your website, sir?
ObjectivePolicyAssessment.org.
And you can go there and you can actually donate to the cause.
And if you go to libertyorlockdown.live, we have a link to it under the weekly show notes.
So kind of you to do that. Yeah, we got an all hands on deck situation here. We can't be standing on the sidelines. Our founding fathers pledged their sacred honor and all of their wealth. We can at least step and get involved in some causes that will affect the future of our country.
And we will affect the future of this country. Louisiana will be number one in education. All right, thank you, Dr. John Merrifield. We appreciate you. We're going on a quick break. This is Liberty or a Lockdown. We'll be right back.
Success.
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO, 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We're going to go ahead and take a quick caller. We have Matthew from Mattery on the line. Matthew, are you there?
Oh, Matthew. Hello. There he is.
I'm home, actually. So, going to get ready for AGNL. So, why did you work with Honoré to shut down a chemical plant? Did those people at that chemical plant, Raspberry U or something?
Yes. Well, actually, they were dropping hydrogen sulfide into my backyard. And my then, I think he was 3 years old or 2 years old. He was young. He's 12 now. Was vomiting white foam in my driveway. And everybody was very sick from the hydrogen sulfide. So I went and met up with the head of the EPA, Gina McCarthy, under Obama, in Washington, D.C. on two different occasions, and we successfully shut down an asphalt factory in Shell oil, IMTT Shell Oil.
Dropping hydrogen sulfide in
Yes.
They had to shut the whole plant down.
That's it. We shut them down. They're still shut down.
Did you shoot the employees that were now unemployed?
No, but I'm not dead, am I? I'm alive. You don't drop H2S into the atmosphere and think you can get away with it.
Well, I'm just wondering if it was deliberate or somebody was doing something stupid, because usually, I mean, I'm
It was over several years. It wasn't once. It was multiple times, many, many times.
Well, of course, now that they can't drop the H2S into the atmosphere, they're burning down food manufacturing plants.
Well, no, geothermal fiber is going up too, which of course makes Russell Honoré really happy.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, anything else, Matthew? We're going to be talking about the Great Reset for a minute.
No, that's about it. Except that you're helping them out really bigly. Ciao.
Bye. All right, and we have John Swisher on the line. John, you there?
Good afternoon. I'm glad you're feeling better, Martha.
Thank you.
I got something good happening, and it just happened to me, but I can't see it over the air. I'll call you later on and tell you about
it. All right. Anything you want to say? We're going to be talking about the Great Reset.
Yes,
John, we got a bad call, a bad connection. I'm going to have to let you go. I can't hear you. All right, that was John Swisher. He is with Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. And on Fridays, I think at 7 p.m. So if y'all want to hear him, you can listen in to that show. All right, so we're going to play a little clipping real quick from you. This is Pastor Steve Cicolanti. Just stay tuned. We're going to talk about CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency, and the Global Reset. Tune in. Listen.
The Bible says clearly the anti-God, the Antichrist, is mammon. You cannot serve God and mammon. So in the end, they have to mammonize it. They have to monetize it. We'll tell you what that means. But it's already coming in Australia. We are going to be, they're touting us as possibly the first country that's going to have CBDCs. You need to know what a CBDC is. It's a central bank digital currency. Is it like Bitcoin? No, it's the opposite of Bitcoin. Bitcoin is decentralized store of value. This is highly centralized, highly controlled medium of exchange and a medium of control. A CBDC. And they're saying that Australia is already in testing phase for the next 12 months, and we could become the first to change our currency. Maybe they'll use the death of Queen Elizabeth as an excuse. That, well, we don't need to, you know, change all the faces on the coins and the bills. What a waste of money, bad for the environment. Why don't we just go digital? Why is this important? Because it's programmable. Okay, your money is not programmable. One of the problems of America right now is they have what they call green money, which is the money that's in America, and red money, which is all the other money floating around, all the U.S. dollars floating outside of their control in the international market. This is its own beast. This is its own. It has its own life. It cannot be controlled, and it's a problem for America. They cannot control their own money and their own money supply. But if you digitize it, you can track and control everything. And that's what they want. Ultimately, they want wealth, which they already have, but they want more, and then they want power. So they have to digitize or monetize our money. All right, well, who's involved in all this? If you look at this photo, you can see that Klaus Schwab and Charles, back then the Prince of Wales, today the King of England, were already buddies in 1992. I don't know if this looks like 1992. That should be like 1972. Okay. Well, they're still good buddies here. Here they are in 2022, and they're still chummy. And we know what the King of England thinks about all this. He's very pro. Now, I don't want to give up on him, because a man could change when he gets a lot of power and responsibility. You know, you think a certain way. You always think you can do a better job than your mom or your parents. And then when you get the power and the responsibility, you could change your mind. So I hope that we can pray for him to have an encounter with Jesus. I don't think he's the Antichrist, because frankly, he's too old and he's not very charismatic. You know, you look at Charles, he's not a charismatic guy. And the Antichrist is a charismatic person. So I know people, you know, say, oh, this is the Antichrist. They always say somebody's the Antichrist, but this does not seem to fit to me. So there is hope to pray for him. So he's already said that we must have the Great Reset because we have no alternative. Whenever anybody says we have no alternative, all right, you can just...
All right, so I just wanted to segue into that because I think next week we're going to talk about this Great Reset.
Okay.
Dave and I are going to do a little research, and we're going to find out a little bit more about it and see and share our information with you all, see what this is about.
But we still won't be able to tell you who the Antichrist is.
Exactly. But I'm kind of with this Pastor Steve. You spell his last name CIOCCOLANTI, where I'm not in belief that... the King Charles is the Antichrist. But I mean, as he mentioned, he is friends with Klaus Schwab, and they are working with the World Economic Forum, WEF, and they are steadily working towards this Great Reset. And King Charles did say, or Prince Charles at the time, we must have the Great Reset. There is no other way. We have no alternative. What is this Great Reset? What is it?
Got to redistribute all the money.
Redistributing the money.
Taken away from you and me and moving it to, oh.
Does that have anything to do with Hillary Clinton's big red button when she went to Russia with that big red button? And, y'all remember that? It didn't work, though. She didn't get to push the big red button. I'm thinking it does. I'm thinking that red button had something to do with the Great Reset. So this is also in line with the Agenda 2030. And we don't have much time to talk about this, but, you know, to all our callers, let's do some research and find out what this Great Reset's about. Come back next week, and we'll talk about it. This is Liberty or Lockdown. Dave, any last words?
Be there. I don't know where, but be there.
Yes, be there. That would be October 21st, 11 to 1 a.m. at Andrea's Restaurant with the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans. We'll be talking about election integrity, and we are working on Dr. Frank Douglas. So.
And go sign the recall petition for LaToya, nolatoya.org.
nolatoya.org. Let's recall LaToya. This show, this segment has been dedicated to recalling LaToya Cantrell, the mayor. The Lord bless y'all.
From Detroit down to Houston and New York to...
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is the John Mason Show. Every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.